I think they do need to do something positive, and I think we need to focus on light because people prefer light to darkness. The terrorists prefer darkness. So I think normal people, ordinary people, want to stand with light rather than coming from the darkness.
I mean, it's been tragic watching the events unfold in Paris, and I guess for a lot of people it's quite traumatic watching it sort of all unfold on television and knowing what's happening over there.
Absolutely, without having any control. There was a chap on BBC News at 10 last night whose his wife was murdered, and he was talking very, very in glowing terms about his love for his wife. He's got a 17-year-old son, and he was saying to the terrorists, "You're not going to defeat me. You can have my grief and you'll have my bereavement, but you're not going to have my hate." So he was responding in love. And I think things like this are great opportunities for ordinary, normal people to stand up and be counted.
And do you think that's why so many of these vigils, not just here in the South, but across the country, across the world, are now springing up because people want to show that love?
I think so. They need to stand with other people and say, this is not on, terrorism has no future. And we need to stand together in solidarity with the victims and the people who are affected by losing loved ones. I mean, in the case of Paris, it's just amazing because people are going about normal Friday evening activities, and suddenly their world is blown apart and their families are preparing their funerals the next morning. It's just amazing, devastating stuff.
Do you think there's also a certain amount of bringing communities here together and making sure that community tensions perhaps don't increase between Muslim communities and other communities? Because there is Islamophobia that's coming from people being scared of ISIS and not knowing where it's coming from.
Yes, I think we've got to be very careful. And I was very keen that we should invite Muslims and Jews and Christians and believers and non-believers to our vigil on Friday, because they need we need to understand them and they need to understand us. And we should not be afraid. We should not be living in fear, but getting to know the local Muslim community, the Jewish community, and people who have no faith. I think we should be getting and drawing people together as much as possible. And we have got great facilities, buildings that are virtually underused, except on Sunday, that we should be using during the week for things like this. So it could be the beginning of getting to know and understand our fellow humans.
Have you been surprised by the amount of people who want to show solidarity, or do you just see that as a very human reaction to something like this?
I think that people, all of us, need to enable others to gather. And if people like myself can call people together, that's wonderful. Not necessarily to religious things, but to, you see, they gathered in Southampton and they gathered in Trafalgar Square. And that's just human need to gather and show solidarity. Very important.
And as you say, this is meant to be affirming and very positive and sort of standing up in the face of everything that's happened. But I guess there will be some people who do find it difficult seeing this going on and do find it very upsetting. And I guess there'll be an element of comforting them as well.
Yes, I think that the Muslim community, for instance, not around here, but certainly in parts of the country, feel a bit threatened. And here's another act of terrorism that puts them in a certain category. And these are very often good people, peaceful people, who live and want to live close beside their neighbours and live in peace and harmony. They want what is good for life, like we all want what is good for life and what's wonderful about living in creation and enjoying life.